Hello and welcome to the podcast this week. A little lighter fare on my website this week. It's Halloween coming into the end of October, the fall season, active football season with a big victory of LSU last week and lots of excitement if you live in Louisiana over both LSU and the New Orleans Saints. Hope you'll have some fun looking over some of the stuff on my website. My Halloween cartoon. It's a Jib Jab cartoon. That's a national group. You can put whatever picture you want in there. And I put some of the has-been and present politicians you'll get a laugh out of. Hope you'll enjoy it. Also, every October, I spend the last week of October up in the mountains of North Carolina. We've had a family home up there for many, many years. And as a lot of you know, I'm a diehard Tar Heel, having gone to the University of North Carolina. So I was up there for my annual trek of about 10 days where I took in a lot of the fairs and festivals, the musical events. I was able to walk Grandfather Mountain, play a little golf, and have a real nice, relaxed time. And so I did a little video on that, too, that shows you all the various pictures with some music behind it that I hope you'll enjoy. Also, I put on my site something I'm very proud of, and that's my son-in-law, Dan Senor. Dan married my oldest daughter, Campbell. They live in New York. As most of you know, Campbell hosts the CNN Campbell Brown Hour every week, Monday through Friday on CNN. Dan is quite an illustrious newsmaker himself. He is an expert on Fox News. He was the spokesman for the alliance activities in Iraq back when we first went into Iraq. And Dan has a brand new book out, interesting book that I think you'll enjoy and I talk about on the website. It's getting lots of notoriety all over the country. And it's about how Israel's become this economic miracle and what they're doing that we're not doing in this country. So you might want to take a look. If you have an interest, you might want to order the book on Amazon. It's about half price on Amazon right now. And again, it's getting rave reviews from the Tom Brokaws of the world and from just a number of prominent figures who think it's a very important addition to the product of where America should be as we move further into the 21st century. So I share that with you. And also, we can't forget to comment upon Halloween night, 50 years ago, this Saturday night in Tiger Stadium, the memorial run of Billy Cannon, where he ran his 87-yard return to beat Ole Miss in what has been a replay by the hundreds of thousands. I mean, first of all, you could probably find 200,000 people who will tell you they were in the stadium that night. I do a radio show on Clear Channel Radio, and I open up to callers to tell me if they could, anybody was actually in the stadium, and I must have had 100 callers. Oh, I was there. If 1/10 of the people were there who said they were there, who thought they were there, then it would have been a packed stadium even at that level. So quite an interest in Billy Cannon's run. I wrote about it this week in my column, and really the highs and lows of Billy Cannon. I talked about the fact that he was the toast of LSU, but got into this counterfeiting category that sent him to jail, way beyond the norm, by the way. Judge Frank Palazzola, they call him the Ayatollah Palazzola, gave him a sentence that was way beyond what the others received. That's his habit of really sticking it to someone who's in a high-profile situation. But and we'll write about Palazzola one day and talk about him one day because he's nothing to make us proud of, quite frankly. But in any event, Billy Cannon went to jail for 5 years. And he was sentenced to 5 years, went to 2.5 years, came back out and has made quite a name for himself as a prominent dentist, goes up to Angola, a state penitentiary, every day to take care of the inmates up there. And I'll tell you what, even though he has been convicted of a federal crime, you'll see the masses in Tiger Stadium stand in unison and cheer for a long, long time on the Saturday night. You can catch it on television. It'll be quite an event. So I wrote at length about the highs and the tragedies of Billy Cannon. Hope you have a chance to check over my column this week. Some good music there. I'm just amazed at the number of people who seem to like my music. Diane Birch is I'm a fan of hers. New singer, getting a lot of popular acclaim. You may listen to the number on her and enjoy some of the funny videos. Hey, thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll talk to you again next week.